It's taken Marvel's Avengers 63 days to make $2.75 billion. Don't do the math, it's a lot. The Disney movie Avengers Endgame is now just a hair shy of toppling Avatar for the top spot in Hollywood's record books. Critic Bob Mondello calls this a triumph, not just of movie making, but of strategizing. And he says it's changing the film industry.
Normally in Hollywood, there are winners and losers. When Avatar became the worldwide box office champ in 2009, it pushed Titanic down to second place.
You are on Pandora, ladies and gentlemen. Respect that fact every second of every day.
Now, James Cameron may have been happy about this, having directed both films, but 20th Century Fox now had bragging rights for Avatar, and after 12 years at number one, Paramount Pictures was abruptly and also-ran with Titanic. Fox, let's note, was back on top for the first time in four decades, having last worn the crown in 1977 with Star Wars.
Use the Force, Luke.
4 decades in the wilderness watching E.T. and then Jurassic Park and then Titanic sail past the Star Wars worldwide record.
We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
Now, you'd think the threat that Disney might swipe the crown away from them would prompt wails of anguish, but it's hard for the folks at Fox to be too upset, because these days Disney owns Fox, which means Disney doesn't just own the Marvel Universe and Star Wars, which it bought a few years ago. It now also owns Avatar, and that fact is about to change the way the rest of Hollywood is forced to do business.
I felt a great disturbance in the Force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and was suddenly silenced.
These days, there are blockbusters and there are mega blockbusters. Regular blockbusters prompt a wave of moviegoing that lifts all boats and makes everybody happy. Aquaman, for instance, was a strong number one when it opened.
The time has come for Atlantis to rise again.
But there was room that weekend at the multiplex for Mary Poppins Returns.
Good thing you come along when you did, Mary Poppins.
The Transformers movie Bumblebee. And Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
How many more spider people are there?
All of which did excellent business while Aquaman was swimming to first place.
That was awesome.
On the other hand, the arrival of a mega blockbuster, a $2 billion movie, sucks up all the oxygen at the box office. In its first week, Avengers Endgame sold 88% of the movie tickets that were purchased in North America, leaving just 12% to be split by more than 100 other movies that might as well not have been open. Go back to other mega blockbusters and you see the same thing. They take up all the oxygen. Avengers Infinity War, The Last Jedi, The Force Awakens, Black Panther.
Wakanda forever!
Each took in about 80% of their opening weekends, crushing everything else at the multiplex. Small wonder that other studios have learned to steer clear of these all-consuming box office behemoths. Which has been fine historically because mega blockbusters have tended to open in the summer when kids are out of school for a while and the other studios can still jockey for position. Let the season's 800-pound gorilla dominate Memorial Day. There's still the 4th of July and the rest of July and August for other big films to have a shot at families on vacation. But as big as summer weeks can be at the box office, there's one holiday week that's bigger. Christmas week is reliably, almost invariably, the biggest single week of Hollywood's year. That's why so many films angle to be in theaters at Christmas time. Alvin and the Chipmunks and other feel-good holiday movies, awards contenders like Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to Mordor alone.
Of course you are. And I'm coming with you!
Costume epics, comedies, action flicks.
Your mission, should you choose to.
Every studio opens something big in late December, which has resulted for years in a happy flotilla of blockbusters that play to different audience segments, lifting all boats. But Disney recently made an announcement that's going to change that. Now that the company controls all of the franchises in the $2 billion club, Marvel, Star Wars, and Avatar, it doesn't have to play chicken with other studios about opening dates. It can just claim them. And it has for the next 8 years. Marvel has never opened at Christmas and still won't. Its superheroes will own the summers. But in late December, from now until 2027, Disney is going to alternate Star Wars sagas 9, 10, 11, and 12 with Avatars 2, 3, 4, and 5. So if you're sitting at Warner Brothers, or Universal, or Sony, and you have an awards contender you need to open at year's end for it to have a decent shot at Oscars, and you'd rather it didn't get flattened in its opening week, what's your plan? Disney won't care about what any other studios will do at Christmas because the only thing they can do is get out of the way. And audiences? Well, they'll vote with their ticket dollars. Happy holidays. I'm Bob Mondello.